For years, there had been reports about celebrities, politicians and sports stars having had their phones hacked. But it was the revelation in July that the practice had spread to a young murder victim, which propelled the controversy to crisis point for News International. Today, the parents of 13-year-old Millie Dowler relived that moment as they appeared at the Leveson Inquiry into Press Standards. Giving evidence, Sally Dowler recounted how she was given false hope that her daughter was alive because voicemails on the teenager's phone had been deleted. Also giving evidence, the actor Hugh Grant suggested that his voicemails may have been intercepted by the Mail on Sunday, an accusation the paper has denied. Listening to the day's proceedings was our correspondent, Peter Hunt.
Bob and Sally Dowler have had to endure the abduction and murder of their teenage daughter and the worst excesses of the British media. Back in 2002, 7 weeks after Millie Dowler vanished, her parents decided on the spur of the moment to follow their daughter's last known movements. "We quietly retraced her steps," Sally Dowler told the Inquiry, "and no one was around." She was wrong. 3 days later, a photograph and an account of their supposedly private walk appeared in the News of the World.
"I can remember seeing it and I was really cross because we didn't see anyone. They'd obviously taken the picture with some sort of telephoto lens. How on earth did they know we were doing that walk on that day? And it just felt like such an intrusion into a really, really private grief moment."
Before their worst fears were realised, the Dowlers tried all the time to contact Millie. At first they could leave messages, then the mailbox on her mobile became full. What her parents didn't know back in 2002 was that Glenn Mulcair, a private investigator employed by the News of the World, was hacking Millie's phone. And, the Inquiry has been told more than once, deleting messages. Her mother, Sally, recalled the moment when, with her husband Bob beside her, she tried Millie's mobile one more time.
"I rang her phone and it clicked through onto her voicemail, so I heard her voice. And she's picked up her voicemails, Bob, she's alive! And I was just, it was then, really. When we were told about the hacking, that is the first thing I thought."
This was powerful testimony which will haunt News International, the publishers of News of the World. When Hugh Grant gave evidence this afternoon, he wanted to put others in the dock. He said the Daily Mail had somehow found out that the mother of his child had checked in under a false name to give birth recently. He also maintained, under questioning from Robert Jay, counsel to the Inquiry, that a bizarre, completely untrue story in the Mail on Sunday in 2007 had to have come about as a result of phone hacking.
"I cannot for the life of me think of any conceivable source for this story in the Mail on Sunday except those voice messages on my mobile telephone."
"I think the highest it can be put is, frankly, it's a piece of speculation on your part, isn't it, in relation to this?"
Speculation, OK, but I would love to hear what the Daily Mail's or the Sunday Mail's explanation for that article was, what their source was, if it wasn't phone hacking."
Last week, the Mail and the Mail on Sunday's publishers insisted that as far as the company was aware, none of its journalists had engaged in phone hacking. According to Hugh Grant, a section of the press bullied, intimidated and blackmailed. What's most shocking, the actor went on, is that this has been allowed to go on for so long.